So, of course, we saw the ALEX data at ASCO. Seems like alectinib should be on its way towards being standard first-line therapy. Is that your take?
No question. And I would fight for it. I know it's not FDA approved yet, but the size of that benefit, the tolerability, and above all, the CNS control is really so compelling that I don't think it's appropriate to start someone on anything other than alectinib at this point.
But then, as you say, the question is what's going to be next? And of course, there's a lot of variables. You mentioned resistance, maybe brain mets. But I mean, just globally, what do we know about responses? Brigatinib, at least it's new. Do you see responses, for example, have they been reported to, say, patients who had either alectinib or crizotinib? Do you see responses to brigatinib?
That's a really good question. I think the breadth of data that got brigatinib approved really was just in the crizotinib failure initial line of therapy. And I think we hear anecdotes of folks getting responses even after subsequent TKI progression. I think the more compelling data really are coming from lorlatinib, and it was so exciting to see a response rate after one TKI, two TKIs, even three TKIs. And still, after three TKIs, lorlatinib has, I think, it was a 30-40% response rate. I'm not sure brigatinib has been able to show us that second, third, fourth line data. So that's why I was a little circumspect in this patient. Maybe I don't want to throw that at her now. I need a response because she has bulky disease. But in the future, again, if I can be guided by resistance mutations or by data on the ASCO screen that shows me progression in unselected patients after three or four lines, then I'm more convinced.
What about ceritinib? I mean, it's another, potent agent. Can you describe a situation where you might use it? Would you use that after alectinib? Can you describe a situation where you use the drug?
Right. I mean, osimertinib has a role. I think, it's always a drug development game. They were first to the field, but unfortunately hadn't kind of refined their way of giving it. So it was a toxic drug to give at full dose at 450 milligrams. I think it actually is very tolerable. We've had a couple of patients on it. Again, it's one that I would reach for. Even in this woman, I think after failure of alectinib, it wouldn't be unreasonable. I don't think we have data to say brigatinib or osimertinib would be the right next choice. But again, what I'm looking for, I hope over time, is this kind of idea that I can look for the actual resistance mutation and act on it. I admit that all those graphs we see on the screen are still mostly preclinical in nature and not patients who have this mutation who get this response rate in a human. But I think it's the route we have to take, just the way we did with T790M and EGFR. But I think there's going to be more multiplicity of resistance mechanisms and certainly more drugs to offer. But osimertinib still plays a role, and I think I still would put it well after alectinib at this point.